Blog Talk Radio.
Colin Kaepernick, and I know Troy talking to you. This is the great unknown coming into this game. They had Alex Smith, the quarterback, playing well. He took him to the champ game last year. Now it's the second-year quarterback. Big weapon back for the Packers. On third down and 10, Kaepernick has to scramble. Now floats. He's got Gore. Gore is down inside the 30 and knocked down inside the 25. Kaepernick steps up, will try and run to pick it up. He's got a touchdown. Got to get it into the end zone. That's Crabtree. And he does. And 49ers 5-for-7 on third down. Kaepernick makes it 6-for-8. Kaepernick. Crabtree. For the touchdown. Blitz coming. 49ers try and pick it up, and there's Kaepernick again. Second down and 4. Kaepernick keeps it. Fooled everybody. Colin Kaepernick, what a game. Touchdown. Second down and 9. Pump fake. Davis, what a throw. First down at the 15. Colin Kaepernick, who was born in Milwaukee, grew up a Packers fan, has just broken the heart of the Green Bay Packers and their fans here tonight.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here, coming at you live from Progressive. Today's topic is
savings.
Our first caller is Betty.
Hi, Flo. My insurance company just sent me a bill, and it went up again. Can you guys help me get a better rate?
Betty, you came to the right place. Only Progressive has the Name Your Price option.
Name Your Price.
That's great. How does it work?
We'll give you a starting point, and you adjust it based on your needs, so you're only paying for what you want.
Betty's calling the shots.
Let's go to our next caller. She's from my hometown, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Flo, is that you? Just a little reminder about the family reunion. You should talk to Uncle Gene about getting a ride to the
house. Mom, I thought we agreed you weren't going to call here anymore.
Name your price for car insurance. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Available in most states for new quotes. Price match may be limited.
Ride 55 left to roll in this one again. Super Bowl 47 is now set. Your San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens today. Yeah, I said later about, you know, who's going to wear what uniforms. But it's not the Warriors. They have been on the road. They've been a wild card team. They've been with solid defense from Joe Flacco, from Ray Rice. I don't know what your prognostication is going to look like. Will it be a 49er game? Will it be a Ravens game? I'll tell you what, it'll be a great football game. That'll be the day that you need to clear your house of all distractions, invite some of the best friends you've got over, have yourself an absolute blast, fire up the grill if the weather permits, and have yourself an amazing time first Sunday in February as the Ravens and Niners get it on. It'll be a late game, probably start about 4 or 5 o'clock, depending on where you are in this world. Run into your evening, forget about Fox, forget about Simpsons, forget about Family Guy, and settle into what should be one hell of a football game. Everyone in America gets to enjoy. There's no Fox, Tom Brady. These are unsung kids in this game. With the exception of Ray Lewis, there really are unsung kids. You don't know who Colin Kaepernick is in most cases. No one ever heard of this kid 3 weeks ago. All of a sudden, he's a quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, and he's making a name for himself. Not know who Dennis Pitta is, but you're about who he is on the biggest stadium of football, which is absolutely awesome. For those of you chiming in, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Let's get all the dirt out of the way so we can get back into some of these playoff stuff. Today's dirt, of course, is stuff from the NBA, stuff from college basketball, and all those other fun things that you sort of care about but really could care less about in the fact that this is an NFL Sunday. Pretty bad basketball love today. Your Pistons take care of your Celtics 101-94. Denver takes care of OKC. Actually, they're still in progress. They're up 95-88 at this point. Toronto, 108-103 over the Lakers. I don't know what's going on with the Lakers, but I understand our buddy Dwight got kicked out for more. And Dallas, a 105 over Orlando. Last night, the NHL kicked off. And for those of you LA Kings chatter fans out there on the West Coast, I know you thought it was going to be a great night because you raised your banner, you won your Stanley Cup, and what did you guys do? You went out there flat and got smoked by the Chicago Blackhawks. Well, as a Chicago Blackhawk fan, it felt awfully good to see Marian Hossa blow by your guys. And Mike Quick was not quick last night. He looked flat and he looked slow. But, again, it's a 48-game season, so you don't have a lot of time to figure it out. 48 games in the NHL will go by very, very quickly. 2.5 months from now, you'll already know what your playoffs are going to look like. I would contend to you as a fan and as someone who follows the game, you might want to get a hold of your local GM and tell him he doesn't have much time to figure this one out. So for the Pittsburgh Penguins, you look strong. You look good once again. Don't be surprised if you kind of have an idea of what this is going to look like 10 to 15 games into your season. College basketball now. And again, we're running because we really want to spend much more time on the NFL and what went on today than anything else. College basketball right now, a loser to Clemson. Am I seeing that right? No. 14th-ranked NC State gets it done, 66-62 over Clemson. Number 2, Indiana, a 87-59 winner over North. Was the only two on the board today. And kudos to the Big Ten and kudos to the SEC for making sure there was nothing going on to distract you from all the love you had with the NFL today. To the tennis world, we don't typically talk about tennis a whole lot, but your boy Djokovic had a really, really rough go today. He actually had to go 5 sets. Again, I'm not even going to try to butcher this young man's name. We'll just call him Wawrinka for the sake of not butchering his name. Anyway, the fact is he actually gave Djokovic all the things he could deal with all 5 sets. 7-5, 6-4, 6-7, and in the final tiebreaker, 12-10. It's the last time you saw tiebreaks go 12-10, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And just when you thought Djokovic had a stranglehold, here comes the kid back. The one third of. You can't pronounce his name. All you know is it's S. That's all you know. His first initial is S. But you'll be hearing from that kid because he's young, he's talented. He could certainly next be the I won't put in the category of a Nadal yet, but certainly in the category to challenge Djokovic and push him that hard was pretty exciting to see. So look for tennis to come back to the fodder very, very soon. Let's see. Nothing else on the My Score. Nothing out of Chicago. Nothing out of Dallas. Nothing impressive going on, which means – and I wish – thank you for the nice remark. There's the college basketball logo and sound. But we're not going to touch on that because no one really cares. They don't. We know Duke lost. We know Connecticut lost. We know the Notre Dame women played today. We do. So now can we get to the Ravens? Thank you very much. Avenging last year's loss to New England with a second-half surge. The setup of what everyone in America is going to call the Harbaugh Bowl for no other reason than it just is what it is. Both brothers get there. Jim Harbaugh with the Niners, John Harbaugh with the Ravens. That guy awake and know that both of your sons have coached 2 NFL teams into the Super Bowl. That's been awfully good in that household come tonight and into tomorrow morning. Could you imagine the media coverage around that household for the next 2 weeks? Going to be an absolute zoo. All right, I'm getting a little flash that says you haven't talked anything about baseball. Well, it's probably because with the exception of people in Seattle here where we're at right now and the love that the Mariners get just because of the team here, there's not much going on. The most exciting thing in baseball right now is the traffic jam on Edgar Martinez Drive. There's nothing else. There's no hot stove nose. I take that back. We do have the ending reality of a Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, and Greg Maddux being available for the Hall of Fame. But that's a year away. And so now the question in that regard would come, what will happen with those guys in light of the steroid era, in light of what happened with the guys who did not in this year, no love? Tremendous love for the Barry Bonds. Those guys were in the mid-30s in terms of the voting. The closest you had was BG, who got 59% of the vote in his first time. But I don't think you can keep Greg Maddux and a John Smoltz out of the Hall of Fame. And certainly, if you want to make a continued point of steroid error, and any indication from any of those guys that those guys ever did anything wrong in any way, shape, or form, they're just good old guys that played hard, incredibly talented, just happy on the same time. Dadgum, for my money, if you're not voting for those guys, there's really something wrong with the Hall of Fame. I completely agree with Dan Patrick where that is concerned. Just sad from baseball yesterday, of course, Stan Musial died at 92, the most unsung player ever in sports history. Not only unsung because he had all the numbers. He played 24 times. He went to an All-Star game. 24 times. Yeah, of all time, he's often left. The man, Musial, dies. And also, from the world of baseball, Baltimore Orioles old head coach Earl Weaver passes away yesterday. Another great man in baseball. If you've ever seen anyone throw a tantrum, the best ones always came from Earl Weaver or from Baltimore. He's winning in the 70s. Back to the great things he had with Palmer and Cuellar and those guys. Fun times for those guys. But again, a sad day for those guys. Moving on. Just some current news from baseball. First baseman Hart is out with an injury 3 to 4 months. So reaches a deal with the Sox. And the Cubs will open up some talks according to I guess spending guys with Sammy Sosa. Not quite sure what that's all about, but I guess that'll come up all soon enough. Am I done talking about other things that you really don't care about now? Thank you. 619-639-3939. 619-647-3939. Man, right now seeing the media assault. That can go for him. That's just going to affect his passion. It just looks really, really bad if that truly was. If he was in any way, shape, or form involved in the hoax of involving the supposed girlfriend he had, he met on the internet, then all of a sudden she dies, but then they find out she doesn't exist. That's just bad. That's just bad in any way, shape, or form. Anyway, back to what's really, really significant, what's on your mind. Again, 619-639-4747. Your Ravens and your 49ers. What do you think? You excited? You bored? You don't care? Who do you love in this game and why? Okay? Hit us up on the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports on Facebook or the Fastest on Twitter. A variety of different ways you can get to us. Now, Ray Lewis interview is available. And most of you want to hear the Ray Lewis after the game before today. Is that right? Wow. No, that's doable. That's very doable. 4 minutes, Ray Lewis. Here you go.
And so the retirement party for number 52 in Ravens gear is delayed at least another week. And Deanna, I'll let you do the introductions here. Go ahead.
Ray Lewis, how are you, sir?
I'm good, baby boy. What's up?
Can you take me through the emotions of your last game in your home stadium, now going to Denver and doing what you guys just accomplished?
Man, you know what, Bram? It's unbelievable when you see how great the ride is. You know, it's kind of hard to explain because the emotions are so high and the things that's going on right now, you know, that God is in full control of it. And I'm just alone for the ride, you know, trying to just get my team to kind of see it the way I see it, man. And just what this team is doing, you know, for not just us, for our city, for the football world, for the sports world. It's just it's an awesome movement that's going on right now.
I think you're along for more than a ride. You had 17 tackles today. This team is 7-1 when you play 5-5 without. Can you tell us what you bring to the table? Because you guys took a beat down the last time you guys played this team without you on the field.
Yeah, you know what? I just truly believe, you know, last time we played them, we didn't have five of our starters, you know, on defense. And we was encouraged about that, you know, to come in here and actually get them with all of our guns, you know, back. So it was kind of an exciting time when we came back and knew that we was going to have all of our guns back. And for me to get back, like I said, I'm just trying to get the guys to kind of see the vision the way I see it. And I just applaud my team. I applaud my team for coming in here, being the underdogs the way that we were, you know, the whole week, you know, everything was about Denver. And mad respect. There's no greater respect I have for probably the greatest quarterback of all time in Peyton Manning. But for our team to come in here and do what we did, it's just awesome.
Take me through the game. What was your thought process during the game? They returned a punt for a touchdown. It was up and down.
Yeah.
And what was the one tangible thing that you said, guys, this is what we need to do to win this game?
Well, honestly, I think the thing that before we left the locker room was the most important thing. You know, we grabbed hands and we touched and agreed, and I told them to repeat after me, and I just recited, "No weapon formed against us shall prosper." So no matter how many times they ran kickoff backs, we never wavered. I told them to claim victory. Victory is ours, man, and we did. And that's one sideline that no matter what happened today, we just kept fighting, we kept fighting, we kept fighting until that last kick went through. And that's what makes teams, you know. It's one thing that go on, and you can talk about many things, but what makes teams is a true belief in what you believe in each other. And we just have so much belief in each other.
Ray, it's Chris Rose, but still with 30 seconds left in regulation, it was looking a little bleak. And then Joe Flacco throws it 70 yards to Jacoby Jones. And when the ball ends up in his hands, what were you saying?
You know what? I can only tell you what I share with him, and he'll probably tell you. I just told him, God just told me to come do what I was supposed to do, and that was just to put my hands on him. I just came and put my hands on him. I just told him to go do what you do. And for that ball to drop in his hands with 30 seconds left, how else can you draw that up? You know, you can't draw that up in sports. And I think it's actually a bigger life lesson that if you believe in each other, anything is possible.
Well, you know, I'm a man of faith, and I believe also, but I believe Tom Brady is praying as well as Aaron Foster in Houston. Which one of these guys would you like to see as well?
You know what, Prime? At this point, man, it don't matter. You know, we're gonna go back home and get healthy. We're gonna enjoy this one for less than 24 hours. See who we're gonna play. And both teams are great. Both teams are great. And we face both teams this year, so it'll be a great challenge. No matter who we face, and I just think we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Ray, we appreciate the
time.
Thank
you so much, man. Yeah. Thank you.
By the way, the bus isn't gonna leave without you. I just want to let you know, the bus does not leave without Ray.
The bus ain't gonna leave without me.
Hey, okay. You ain't just gonna cut us off. Sugar, just walk away like that, cutting us off either. We ain't playing that, but we'll let you go and catch this bus.
All right, I love you, man. All right, y'all be good.
You are spectacular.
Back on the ride, 42 left to go. That is Ray Lewis post-game last week. Now a Super Bowl player one more time, Super Bowl 47 on his docket in 2 weeks, along with, Colin Kaepernick, Frank Gore, and the players of the 49ers. 49ers, Ravens, 2 weeks. Well, not that you really care a whole lot, but 1 week from today, there's a Pro Bowl game where you'll see a lot of players. And it's the game that really the NFL wants to get rid of. Why? Because, well, very, very high-end players out there really on the show, nobody tackles them, really are. And they just got to put on the show for the fans. And the people in Hawaii get out there. There's about 40,000 people to come out there and support the game. But ultimately, you know, you have owners out there with major league investments on the field. And we've seen it once before where someone gets a little overzealous, blows out a knee, blows out a wrist, and there's a big-time investment that's now on the shelf for a very, very long time. So we'll see what happens with the owners this year as they come together one more time in Honolulu and talk about not only rules, regs, and what's going to happen in the future of the Pro Bowl game. A game, again, it's used to be comparable to Major League Baseball's All-Star game. Of course, that All-Star game in the middle of the season, and of course, now that has some oomph to it because it's the finest home field in the World Series. But again, it's the Pro Bowl. It's really for the fans. It's just to show off the stars. You know, there's a tremendous amount of parties and times to spend time with fans, sign autographs, and do those fun things. And while we need that, I don't know if we necessarily need a game. But again, you're entitled certainly to your opinion, and certainly we'd like to hear it. 619-639-7. Bill, we'll be back in 30 seconds.
It's the Subway Steak and Cheese Sub. Hearty Italian bread.
With a bit more onion on it, please.
It's the steak and cheese on hearty Italian bread, but now with a bit of onion on it, sub. Succulent steak, gently drizzled with...
Maybe a bit more.
Okay, totally loaded with Southwest sauce.
On some of those pepper thingies.
Okay, get ready. So really massively lovely steaky cheese thing, and yes, I'm starting panic here. So only 8 seconds of airtime left, and by pepper thingies, I guess you're meaning jalapenos. Sub. Available at Subway.
Can I...
With olive. Feel good food, made the way you want it. We've got a sub for that.
More than happy to accommodate it. Trendon Holiday back for the punt. Back to his own 10. Breaking free, right side. Gets the block. Holiday down the sideline. Touchdown, Denver. More than happy to accommodate it. Trendon Holiday back for the punt. Back to his own 10. Breaking free, right side. Gets the block. Holiday down the sideline.
Mike Adams, and a major breakdown in the lane assignment for the Ravens coverage team. And that is just asking way too much to ask Sam Cook to make that tackle. And Peyton goes, I don't mind not getting an offensive series. A touchdown.
All artists in need of hot beats, hit up DoloBeats.com. We got them fake producers.
You know, but as a series of popular beer commercials ably demonstrates, not every head coach basks in the goodwill after the game. Courtesy of YouTube sensation DJ Steve Porter, here's our spin on...
You play to win the game.
That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play. You don't play to win. When you start telling me, it doesn't matter. Through the top. Get out.
We couldn't do diddly poo. Offensively, we couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. We sucked.
You play to win the game. That's pitiful. You don't play to just play.
Perform like that.
You don't play to win.
Okay.
When you start telling me,
we suck.
It doesn't matter. Through the top.
You kidding me?
Playoffs.
Okay.
Playoffs. You kidding me?
Play.
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
That's pitiful.
Get off the players' backs. I'm responsible for the whole thing. I'm responsible for the whole thing, okay?
The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. You want to crowd them? They crowd their ass. But they are who we thought they were. So we let them off the hook.
I told you what I'm going to do now. Now you want to know what I'm going to do. Think I'm to the dangerous here, man. Want to know what I'm going to do. The dangerous here, man. All of which are hypothetical.
I'm a coach of team. Ball is out who plays. When they play, where they play.
That's why we took the damn field. That's why we took the damn field.
Run back.
You play to win the game.
I want winners.
You don't play to just play.
I want people that want to win. This is how I believe, okay? I'm from the old school. Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth. Number one. Number two, we cannot give them the game.
We suck, I tell you the truth.
Right now, that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. Cannot play with him.
You play to win the game.
Cannot win with him.
Playoffs, hello?
Cannot coach with him.
That is so much crap.
Can't do it.
You play to win.
You don't know what we're trying to do. You guys don't look at the films. You don't know what happened. You really don't know. You think you know, but you really don't know. And you never will.
I'm getting on the damn heat with everybody, each and every one of y'all, hammering my tail. I don't coach that way. I don't coach them to do that type of thing.
You think I got your eyes killed, buddy?
I don't coach that way.
You think I got your eyes killed, buddy?
Zero.
I don't really care. I gotta tell you the truth.
I know I'm smarter than that.
You play to win the game. Playoffs? You don't play to just play it. You don't play to win. You start helping me. It doesn't matter. Do the top. Get out.
Yesterday's yesterday. Today's today. Tomorrow'll be tomorrow.
Playoffs?
Thanks, Coach.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
35 back on the show as we live at SeaTac. That is right, the Seattle Tacoma Airport. Live here. I'll be honest, if I ever thought of my streams, we wouldn't be live. CenturyLink Field otherwise, but today it comes from SeaTac, full of wonderful people on their way to a variety of destinations. But right now, what I'm looking at is people on the way either to Greater Alaska, Calgary, and the rest of the greater northern portions of the world. A beautiful scene, beautiful people, and for what it's worth, great state of Washington, a beautiful area of the country. If you ever get a chance, certainly get out of your neck of the woods, whatever that may be. Here in Orlando, I know you're full of sun, you're about 85 degrees today, but I'll tell you something. Don't quite understand exactly how fortunate you are to see other parts of the world and see where they are. I got the chance to be in Portland, Oregon. Absolutely beautiful country. That's probably the freshest air we've seen or had in a very long time. And yes, that is an indictment of Orlando and Miami and Chicago and Dallas and any other industrial city that puts all that spewing garbage in the air. Get to Orlando and enjoy some fresh air. All of this and more. All right, let's continue on. Super Bowl set, Super Bowl 47. Done. Ravens, Niners, 2 weeks. 45 with that start. whatever your level, if you're playing in your football pools, now you go ahead and pick your squares. Now your guys will be coming by. It's your job all around you. If you're playing in the pools, now it can all start. Your squares should be set. Ravens on the top, Niners on the side, depending on your AFC and NFC lineup. If you got randoms for the quarters, hey, stay away from the corners. The corners haven't done well in the last 5 years in these pools. And follow your heart, you're going to put some money on this thing. And you big guys love to put $1,000 on some of these squares. Do yourself a favor. You just came out of a recession. Be smart with your money. All right, I know you're going to do it because that's what you do, but just be smart with it. Enjoy yourselves. Play the $10 pools this year, and instead do something nice for grandma. Do something nice for the family. All right, take your daughter out for ice cream. Something along that line. Let's be smart with our resources this year. It's 2013. Hey, make some better decisions. Back to the fact of the Super Bowl now being set. Who do you like? It's the Harbaugh Bowl. Five I see for the John Harbaughs and the Ravens. Four for the Niners. It's going to go away. You probably push as they get closer and closer to the game in and of itself. And what's your motivation? You know, someone like a Randy Moss, who they all thought was basically done in football, still hanging on with the 49ers, now finally gets to his second Super Bowl. Remember, his first one was on the undefeated 16-0 New England Patriots squad that lost to the Giants. So now he's back. And does he have a shot to finally get that money off his back and get a ring? And Randy Moss wins the Super Bowl with the Niners. And for Anquan Boldin, the old guy who went to Florida State to be quarterback now goes to the wide receiver on his way to his second one. His first one was with the Arizona Cardinals against the Steelers. They won the last 15 seconds when Ben Roethlisberger finds Mike Wallace according to the end zone. A lot of stories to be told as we get closer and closer and closer to the Super Bowl game in of itself. So what exactly is this both of these squads? Well, again, Joe Montana, Dwight Clark, Roger Craig, but John Henderson basically marks the history of the Niners through the 80s and 90s. And what about the Baltimore Ravens? One Super Bowl in 2000. We're all somewhat jaded by the fact that just before that, Ray Lewis had his criminal incident where he was allegedly accused of killing two men in a nightclub incident at a bar. Yet he's come through that. If you listen to Ray Lewis talk now, Roger Goodell loves the guy because he seems to have really truly turned the corner since that incident and has really turned his life around. He's given his life over to his faith. He stands on that and shares that, and players in the National Football League migrate to Ray Lewis like he's almost their father. And we're not talking about players in the Ravens. We're talking about the 1,700 players that play in the National Football League. The numbers are in the thousands that actually reach out to Ray for guidance, for help. To talk not only about faith, but also about making good decisions in life, managing the resources. He has truly been an amazing source of inspiration and focus for young players in the National Football League. Now, Ray, in his last year, he gets a chance to go out a Super Bowl champion. 2 weeks from today, he will play in not only his last football game, but what he hopes to be his last championship, obviously, in the National Football League. A first ballot Hall of Famer, without a doubt, alongside the Peyton Mannings and Tom Brady's whenever they decide to hang it all up. All things being said there, we have fun things to talk about with Colin Kaepernick. What becomes of this kid, fresh out of nowhere, on display? And what happens to Alex Smith, the backup quarterback that he replaced? So you're Alex Smith, you get hurt, you get replaced with a Colin Kaepernick. You're about to be a free agent. I guess this would be one heck of a way to go out. If Niners find a way to win the Super Bowl, you're Alex Smith. You finally get a ring, but you had nothing really to do with the success of the ring. And now you're a free agent. Where do you go? Who needs a quarterback? Or do you just decide to ride the wave because that team is still relatively young? So the Niners may pull one off this year. You're Alex Smith. Do you sit on the pine for one more year knowing that you want to play, or do you decide to go someplace else? Fun decisions. And for my friends in Middle Earth, the Chicago Bear fans, you know I love you. I always care about you. You got yourself a brand new head coach in Mark Trestman. Where are you going in this year's draft? Well, you don't have to look too far if you're number 20 in the draft board. Those offensive linemen out of Alabama that just won a national title look awfully good in Bears jerseys right now. And by chance, if you're a Arizona Cardinal fan, you need a quarterback. I don't know if you look to a Geno Smith or some of the guys that are coming out this year, but there are going to be some free agents out there that you can maybe move some things around, do some shuffling. But if you're not looking at your offensive line in this offseason for a lot of teams, you're making a huge mistake. And that's just one man's opinion, one prognosticator's opinion among – I know there are 15 of us out here, and we all tend to vote and have our opinions, and our opinions are up on Front Street, but I'm going to tell you point blank, if you're not solidifying your offensive line and solidifying the trenches, you're not going to win the game. Just say that's 49ers, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. Without those big boys up front, they're not there, okay? Those big hogs like Haloti Ngata aren't taking care of business. They don't allow guys like Ray Lewis to run free and make those plays. They don't allow the guys like Terrell Suggs to make those plays. So, winded. I've been running my mouth, guys. Can a brother get a break? I think we can. Check us out. We'll be back in a minute right after this.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars? What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's to you. Lipton tea can do that.
What's your favorite summer memory?
Stopping by McDonald's for a Caesar chicken snack wrap. Tender chicken and creamy Caesar dressing. Oh, and then having a Coffee Crisp McFlurry. Oh, it's so good.
What about when we sat under the stars holding hands and you said you loved me?
That was good, too.
For a summer flavor on the go, try the Caesar chicken snack wrap. Crispy or grilled for $1.89. And the new Coffee Crisp McFlurry for a limited time at participating McDonald's in Atlantic Canada.
26-26 left in the backs again. So Mike wants to know exactly what Psalms 91 is on the front of Ray Lewis's shirt after he takes his pads off. Well, for those of you who are not near a Bible, for whatever the reason that might be, basically 91st Psalms, you can check it out for yourself. It starts out, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust." That's how it begins, and that is how Ray carries himself. It goes on to say, "Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge." That is portions of the 91st Psalm that drop someone like A. Ray Lewis. This is why Roger Goodell loves this guy, because he lives by that faith and he shares that faith, especially with young players coming into this league. So how does the Ray Lewis story end? Does it end with a Super Bowl victory, or does it end with, hey, you got him for whatever reason you didn't? For Ray Lewis, it will not matter, because it will not end with Super Bowl. And that's the nice thing about what he's built and what he's accomplished. He is now an accomplished speaker. He travels around as a motivational speaker. He will go to high schools. He'll go anywhere that he can motivate and touch someone's life to basically kind of maybe write some things in their lives. And that's one of the reasons that the NFL has migrated to his energy and his drive and his inspiration for not only youngsters but all their young players coming into this league. On the other side of it, don't think for a minute there aren't some great stories on the other side of the ball. There is Vernon Davis, who, again, Mike Singletary wanted to get rid of after his first day of coaching the kid simply because he thought he just did not care. And all Vernon Davis did was go back in and, by his acumen, by his work ethic, convince not only Singletary but anyone else who would listen that not only did he want to be part of it, he wanted to be an integral part of it. Michael Crabtree, coming out of Texas A&M, a brash, a hothead kind of a kid who thought he could be all that in a bag of chips, but it took someone like a Jim Harbaugh to simply rein him in by reminding him that his gifts in this life were split, and he better take advantage of the window of opportunity that he has. And so Crabtree simply responds. And before you know it, it actually bothers Crabtree now when he drops a pass. It never bothered him before because he didn't anticipate those kind of foils and failures. But now it bothers him. And this is, again, it's beautiful to see, because now you see the maturity that comes in a young player who otherwise may have been lost in the shuffle. For a lot of these guys, you look at Ray Lewis and realize this is a guy that's been in the league 17 years. We forget that 17 years has gone by very, very quickly in the ups and down, topsy-turvy world of that young man. And now, as kind of a mentor to so many other young players, not only on the Niners but on the Ravens, that, again, here you come full speed. Ed Reed says it best when he said there's no one more driven than Ray Lewis. There's no one more committed to life and the quality of life than Ray Lewis. You know, Ed Reed has the good fortune coming out of Florida State of playing with Ray every single week for 17 years, well, in Ed's case, 15 years. is that's drive team. You probably never see a more close-knit two pair of teams than the 49ers and the Ravens. So now they get to get it on. And this may be a bit odd because these are teams that hate each other. By interesting imagination, they will go out there, they will play hard, they will do well. In the final analysis, whatever that score is will just be the score. It will not be definitive of who these guys are. It will not be definitive of what it means long-term in their lives. It will be a football game. It will be entertainment to the masses, and when all said and done, we'll be fortunate to see off-season next year, preseason stuff, OTAs, and we'll get it on again as we always do in 2013 into 14. So exciting times in Baltimore, exciting times in San Francisco. As, again, we get ready now for Super Bowl 47. My buddy out there in the midst of Chicago, Stephen Fitch, a very talented reporter, is just wanting to know what a swan song this is for Ray Lewis. 619-639-4747, 619-639-4747, if you'd like to be part of the discussion. We are at the 22-minute in the rod on the fastest 60. Again, you'll hear a tremendous amount of fodder and hype. ESPN will be all over this. So normally we'd give you every place to go for all your sports news, but there's really no point in doing that tonight. It's done. You already know who the Ravens, you know the Ravens are there, you know the Niners are there. The next thing you need to be concerned about now, if you're a sports fan, might be hockey, because hockey is indeed back. And I can certainly talk your ear off about the Blackhawks, but that would just be cruel and inhuman punishment, so I'm not going to do that to you. Let's see. So, Johnny, where are we going? Destiny is realized for Ray Lewis. That's a given. We can see that now. All the Raven highlights have just been posted. For those who would like to get them, get out to ESPN.com or NFL.com, see all the highlights, all the hype. Again, for those of you who thought you were going to get your Hardball Bowl last year and it kind of fell out of bed, well, it took you a year, but you're there now. Let's see. What do you call it? Sad news, but certainly news from the NFL. Someone asked Michael Vick how he felt about joining the New York Jets. That is truly just conjecture, obviously. And a nice little story, you know, Dougie Martin, the running back from Tampa Bay Buccaneers, added to the roster, played very, very well. For those of you Bear fans worried about the $5.5 million owed to Lovie Smith, who did not get a job in the offseason, yeah, they owe him. Sorry. It's going to cost you $5.5 million simply because he did not get a job. And for what it's worth, I don't believe he actually wanted to get a job, because I'm sure what Buffalo was offering him wasn't enough. And you can't go in there expecting to get $4.5 million as a coordinator in the National Football League. So, you Lovie Smith, why not take a year off? The Bears owe you $5.5 million. Relax. You had 9 seasons. You won a couple of championships. You went to 1 Super Bowl. And the bottom line is you were the first team in 25 years that didn't make the playoffs after winning up 10-6. So, stay home. Chill. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your wife. And enjoy your $5.5 million. Bears have to pay you no matter what. All right? But today's game's finals again. San Francisco 28-24 and Atlanta. Fear out of Atlanta. I understand there's also an emerging story out of Atlanta about someone who got stabbed in the neck after the Atlanta loss. We'll get some information on that as well. That's a bit bizarre. But anyway, the Niners come back and the second half put a major push on. For Atlanta fans, I know this is an epic failure. You think that you had it all under control when you were up by 10. The reality is you did not play well enough in that second half. It takes 4 quarters of football. You just did not get it done. Let's check the recap on that game. Again, for the sake of those who are just simply curious, 24-14 halftime score, Atlanta up and literally lays down in the second half. Again, the Niners erasing a 17-point deficit. And again, for the Niners, first Super Bowl trip in 18 years, and one that is predicated on solid defense, a balanced attack, a solid running game with Frank Gore, a decent passing game, I wouldn't call it a star, but a creative quarterback in Colin Kaepernick, who not only uses his arm, but uses his leg. And again, you're talking about a guy who's incredibly gifted, incredibly talented, and more importantly, he's incredibly smart. He surveys and makes decisions. So again, you add that to players like Vernon Davis, Crabtree, and blow the dust off of Randy Moss, and you've got a shot at something special. Again, for Tony Gonzalez, who got close but didn't get there this year, 16 years in the NFL, is that his last football game? His family, and he has talked about maybe this is it for Tony Gonzalez. Great run with Kansas City, great one with Atlanta, but has he played his last football game? It sure looks that way. But I would hope not. I would hope he'd give it one more run. And I'd hope he'd actually do it with Atlanta. I've been really, really consistent in telling you that I was never, ever a believer in Atlanta and the Atlanta Falcons. And only because they had a rough time finishing football games. And that was proven even today against the Niners. The Niners play 4 quarters of football. Played one half of football. City of Atlanta. I know you need to hear me, but consistent with that throughout the year, I am sorry. Your Atlanta Falcons have got to play four quarters of football in order to go anywhere long-term in this league. Again, you get 40 points on somebody, you can probably cruise to a 40-20 win. But you can't get 10 points and then stop playing second half. This is the National Football League, and they obviously come after you full-blown. So, 18 to go on the ride. Thank you all for joining, 619-639-4747. Where are we going? You don't want me to hurt your feelings. I'm telling you, that's not a good look. The Atlanta Falcons are a good football team. They are probably one or two solid cornerbacks away from being a playoff team that can go really, really deep. I'm not a believer in Donta Robinson only because he's a headhunter who doesn't know how to tackle. And again, you have to tackle Mike. You have to tackle Vernon Davis. If you're not willing to do that, then all you're doing is hitting guys. If you're hitting, not tackling. So that doesn't work. So, just a reminder for those of you following the media, tomorrow is the public inauguration of President Barack Obama. For those of you who follow the news today, the official piece was done today. And in celebration of that, and you only get 2 minutes and 40 seconds of it, Stevie Wonder signed, sealed, and delivered. Because that's his theme song. Delivered live at SeaTac, the airport, as we get ready to hop a plane back up to the Great Northwest and go hang out in Calgary for prior post off to L.A. Spend time with them as they continue to talk about their game plan for a National Football League franchise coming to that city. Don't know how that's all going to play itself out, but it will be interesting to see how the city and how the community handles that. They had a football program before the year. And nonetheless, they lost the Rams to a city like St. Louis. Of course, if you do get a team in L.A., that would mean you have to have another team somewhere else because you've got to keep balance. And if you all remember when the Seattle Seahawks came to fruition, you had to have another team. And I forget the name of the team that was at that time, but forgive me for that one. But you also have the Carolina Panthers and Jacksonville Jaguars came at the same time. You've got to have two. It's really for balance sake. And in this instance, you may be looking at four. We had prognosticated that it would not be a bad idea for them to look to the north, since baseball has done that with Canada, that they look to the Canada, the CFL, and some level of merger teams up there. markets up there. Why not consider that? Your overhead costs would be dramatically less, and you'd allow those guys to spread the wealth again. The CFL players certainly don't make the same kind of money. They don't get the same exposure as those guys in the National Football League. Yet there is a ton of talent in the CFL that's just waiting for an opportunity. I can hearken to Toronto and Montreal. Again, the Bears just hired Trestman, who was the Toronto Argonauts head coach, and turned a few of those players around, just gave them an opportunity, so why not? But again, the NFL is the NFL. They're going to do what they are. It's a $9 billion entity, and certainly our words are nothing more than the prognostication of what they could and could not do. But there certainly are financial implications, whichever way they go. To the rules segment of the game, what happens after this year? Are there rules that you just annoy the crap out of you? Well, they're probably yourself, one of which might be the kickoff rule. Some of you don't like the fact that they're kicking off from the line because they kick return game. It basically has destroyed Devin Hester's career in the Chicago market for a guy who will probably go to the Hall of Fame for setting the record for the most kickoff returns and punt returns in the game. That's all been removed simply by that one rule. Then there's the possession of the quarterback's hand moving forward and whether or not the ball is actually a forward pass or a fumble. We had a situation even in the Denver game where Peyton Manning truly pulled the ball down after his arm was going forward, and as the ball came down, it was knocked out of his hand. The rule says that's a forward pass. Anyone watching that game knows that that deflection was courtesy of the defensive lineman and should have certainly been called a fumble, but the rules are the rules. And as much as we saw even today in the 49ers game, the pass that Harry Douglas caught that clearly hit the ground, then pinned against his leg, was called a catch. And it was called a catch only because there was no clear evidence that he never took his hand off the ball. And, of course, Jim Harbaugh, even though he lost his mind, I think it was a blow. I don't think I've ever seen Harbaugh quite go that route. That was pretty bad. Suffice to say, this season basically is all the fodder's done now. The local playoffs are done. The regular season's done. Now it is time for your Super Bowl. And if you're a Harbaugh fan, you got to love this. If you're a Harbaugh family fan, if you know him, send condolences to the Flowers and the Lawn because it's about to get destroyed by media. Again, Mr. and Mrs. Harbaugh, the parents, going to have an absolute zoo for the next 2 weeks. But, again, I think this is nothing more than maybe they've – hopefully their sons have talked about this. It's always fun to see John and Jim get together just to talk about family and how they handle this whole I'm the head coach of this team, I'm the head coach in the West Coast, and how that all kind of meshes. And as much as they may have thought this was possible, you know, somewhere in the back of mind you think, yeah, it's possible, but what are the real possibilities that it actually happened? Well, here it is. Now it has happened. So now you've got Baltimore, now you've got San Francisco. You've got amazing stories you're going to hear the Randy Moss work out this, you know, the run with Minnesota, the fun times in New England, and now with the Niners, you're going to hear Ray Lewis' story over and over. You'll hear the Ed Reed story over and over again. It's just going to be great stories. So, you know, strap yourself in for the next few weeks. Now, for those of you NBA fans, the one thing we have not talked about today, and I guess I should give you a little bit of love just because it is the NBA season, is regarding the NBA. So let's go check out our friends at the National Basketball Association and see what, if anything, is going on with the NBA today. 3, 2, 1, quiet. That's always a good thing. You guys know we're Chicago heads here. We love the city of Chicago. As much as I'd love to tell you that the Bulls and Derrick Rose were there, Derrick Rose is not set to return until sometime in February. So what's your scoreboard? At least Minnesota, 92-79 over Houston. Utah, 109 over 98 over Cleveland. Portland, a 104. I'm sorry, Milwaukee, 104 over Portland. Washington lose the Clippers, 94-87. That had to be Showtime, of course. Dallas, 111-105. Detroit, 103-88. We did do this earlier. These are just updates. All right, Denver, 118-116. That game is still alive in overtime with about 2 minutes left to go. That's just about it for your NBA love. There's nothing else we'll talk about. We can get into conference standings, but we'll do that next week. Again, we're still way too far out to be concerned about conference rankings and where these guys are going to go. Okay? All righty. Love from the Facebook world. What are the questions going on in Facebook? Deborah wants to know how tall Ray Lewis is. I'm not sure. That's not relevant. We're not going to answer that. Micah wants to know if baby mama drama is part of Ed Reed's life. Okay, you guys are digging in that. I guess that's a good thing that you're digging, but nonetheless, we're not going to go down that route. Again, live from SeaTac. So if you hear his daughter background, it's the fun thing about this. We can do this show literally from anywhere in the continental North America, anywhere. Doesn't matter if we're in Calgary. Doesn't matter if we're in Seattle. Next month in Los Angeles and other cities and states, post that. Exciting times. But, again, for those of you looking at the Super Bowl, it is truly the Harbaugh Bowl. Colin Kaepernick was impressive today. Frank Gore and a resilient defense made San Francisco a truly super team. Again, the Falcons tried to show the world they were really a good team, and the bottom line is they choked. The postseason choker, and certainly the second half let them down, and they came back to their simple true fruition. That's unfortunate, but it is what it is. Now, again, Colin Kaepernick is not Joe Montana. Montana, of course, led the 49ers to four Super Bowl wins. Of course, then Steve Young took them to one more. So can Colin Kaepernick and company get them to number six? Well, it'll be fun to watch. And here Baltimore Ravens, here comes Colin Kaepernick. You've got enough video now to know that you can stop the run. You saw the Falcons do a good job of that in the first half. The question is you got to do it for four quarters. And his passer rating, his QBR, which, again, takes into account all the fundamental things of a quarterback, is the highest. It's actually higher than Tom Brady's. So you're going to have some things to contend with. And then on the defensive side, here comes Joe Flacco, Torrey Smith, Anquan Boldin, Ray Rice, and again, in the dump-off, Dennis Pitta. This could be a very, very interesting – again, I don't think you're going to see a slobber knock necessarily kind of game, but it's going to be very physical. 27-24, either way, either team. Brothers will be brothers, and they'll war like brothers as they did as young men. The one thing – the last interview we saw with the Harbaugh parents was that these young men, while they love each other's brothers, they go at it. They go at it tooth and nail. And this is going to be interesting. You're not going to know one over the other, and it's going to go back and forth, and it will be somewhat earthy in that game. And as soon as that game ends, they're brothers. All that goes away. Hugs will be right where they need to be, and they'll truly be brothers, and that's the way they do their families. 6 minutes. 6 minutes left in the ride. You're listening to the fastest 60 minutes in sports.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Wake up, Leona! This decrepit Hooverville is infested with something besides idiots.
And those would be any of the idiots who actually thought of the 30 other teams that they were going to be one of those showstoppers. Well, many of you prognosticated all season long. Would it be New England? Would it be Dallas? Would the Giants repeat? None of that came to fruition. None of it. The Niners, the Ravens. Two squads, and the Niners. It's going to shock you. They're not going to blow the doors off. They're not going to give you tons of new stats, tons of great highlights. That's not how they play. These are grinders. These are 3 yards and a cloud of dust. Yeah, no, that was a great line. And be sure you record that one and play that back on someone's soundbite. 3 yards and a cloud of dust. It's going to be a great game. So if you're a purist and you love the football game as you know it to be, fire something good up on that grill that day. All right, clean the deck off. If it's snow out there, blow it off. Okay? Get you something cold to drink. Settle in. Call your friends. Invite them over. Clean off the couch. Vacuum a little bit. Set up yourselves for what should be a fun evening of stories and football. And in the end, yes, they're going to crown a champion. The stories up to that will be phenomenal. Again, whether they're coming from the players or coming from the stories outside, people who've just done some due diligence and some research, it's going to be an absolute amazing, amazing run. So, forget Joe Flacco, be the biggest arm in the National Football League that no one ever talks about. The boy can throw the football 75 yards on his back foot. That's true. Now that he's learned touch, he's got Anquan Boldin and Torrey Smith to throw it to. And what about Ray Rice? A little bowling ball who gets really low to the ground is really hard to tackle. There's a story there as well. It's going to be fun to watch. For Frank Gore, he's a grinder. Hates to do television interviews. You'll never see him on the cover of anyone's ad magazine. It's just not who he is. But at the end of the game, after the 49ers have won, he's the guy that will go up and interrupt the interview to tell you as the player how great you are and how much he appreciates playing with you. One day, he too may be that first ballot Hall of Famer. We shall see. In the meantime, we're excited about what's to come in a couple of weeks. Super Bowl 47 is on tap. You've been listening to the fastest 60 minutes of sports. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, all the way from Seattle. Not from Chicago, not from Dallas. Seattle, the West today, having an awesome day. So before we turn over the page to Super Bowl 47, a quick look back at 2011. This was how that played itself out.
Hey, so all that we have invested, we lay all on the line tonight for us, together, for each other, all right? The journey starts tonight.
That's how we're going to wind it down with 30 seconds left to roll. What is the identity? It's a great question, as Ray Lewis says there in that piece. What is the identity of the team? What do you want your identity to be? Well, guess what? 2 weeks inside of the Super Bowl now, that question is now being asked, I'm sure, inside that Baltimore Raven locker room already about the preparation ready as they get ready for the Niners. And I'm sure on the Patrick Willis side of things, that same thing will be asked over there with the Justin Smiths, Alden Smiths. What will be the identity? Well, let's face it. You've got two hard-nosed, grind-out, physical teams that will get it on in 2 weeks. And the ultimate question will come down, who wants it more? Who wants it more? Well, that's going to do it on this end. Fun and great. All the rest of the season, overall, the postseason now is basically wound it down to one football game. One simple football game. Who wants it more? Ravens, Niners, Super Bowl 47 on tap for all of you. That's going to do it for all of us here. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, John. Thanks all of us for, again, the entire staff of the Fast 60 Minutes of Sports. We rock and roll as we always do every single week. This coming week, we'll have some shows to talk about, again, the human interest stories about players. But outside that, let's talk some other things as well. Let's talk about your finances. Let's talk about other things we can do to get you set. How's your 2013 resolutions going? Have you given up on them already? God, I hope not. We'll talk about those. Also on the domestic violence side of things, as you know, we do Time to Heal, and that segment of shows will return in a couple of weeks. We still have issues in our society, as you all know, with domestic violence. And the bottom line is it's not a woman problem. Women have been fighting that issue for 20 years. woman in our to step up and be a husband, better father, better human being in this world. We can stop this violence if we simply manage and control ourselves. We stood by that claim. We stand by it to this day. Blessings always to everyone out there in this world, whatever your faith is. I hope it's strong. I hope it continues to drive you to be a better human being, a better person in this world. All this and more every time we get together on the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. We'll see you next time only on the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. I'm Vinny Moore. Have a good night.